Open institutions around the world serve millions of learners, and the importance of open education resources is rapidly growing. Hello, I'm Alan Davis, president of the State University of New York, Empire State College, New York's open university. This college was founded 40 years ago to ensure that motivated learners have access to college programs regardless of their geographic location or time-limiting work responsibilities. And during the last four decades, dedicated faculty and staff have steadfastly upheld the central hallmarks of the college: its ability and willingness to support the individual learner, to value each learner's acquired knowledge and respect their personal academic and career goals, and to design degree programs that allow learners to attain their educational and career goals while also providing the flexibility for them to fulfill their personal and professional commitments. There is a movement across higher education, both in conventional and alternative institutions, to embrace, to one degree or another, these concepts and practices of open learning. The college provides variable ways to learn, whether it's online, independently, in small groups, face-to-face with a faculty mentor, or online. Many analysts and reports have cited the need for significant increase in degree attainment and in opportunities for lifelong learning in order for states and nations to be competitive, to build communities, and therefore to improve the quality of life for all their citizens. And beyond this compelling economic argument for expanding higher education lies the fundamental question of equity. The open mission of Empire State College, along with its partners in SUNY and open institutions around the world, is fundamental to achieving social justice, a goal ever more important and compelling as we settle into a new and global knowledge-based economy.